Welcome, NerdWatch listeners, once again to a very special episode of the NerdWatch podcast. As you most of you know, the NerdWatch was at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2017. Of course, that involved my compatriot here with me, Todd, and of course, Alika, and in spirit, Cynthia Isaac, and of course, Format, and Gannon.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a chance to talk to terrific people like Casey Morimoto. We talked to
Horimoto.
Jeez, I'm horrible at this. Sorry, Casey Horimoto.
Was
thank
Lindsay
you very much.
There?
hilarious. But we got to talk to. We got to also talk to
William Shatner.
We did not get to talk to William Shatner.
Jason David Frank.
No, I did get to talk to DJ Cavicane. I got to talk to Chad Harden. Those interviews are all going to be right here.
Todd Bernardi.
I did get to speak to Todd Bernardi. And I also got to speak to some of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance guys as
Gross.
Well. And I got to speak to some great artists, guys like CV Illustrations and guys from X-Ray Vision as well. And one of my favorite interviews, of course, Stacy Hayashi from Journey of Heroes. So there's a lot of that stuff. That's going to be on these, I guess, 10 or 12 interviews. I can't remember how many, but I just want to let you guys know the very special episode. Yeah, I know there's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than that. So please sit back, enjoy. They're about maybe 10 to 15 minutes, some maybe 20 minutes. And we talk to great artists and great entrepreneurs.
I like peanut butter.
So make sure you guys stay tuned.
On your
Amazing
balls.
Hawaii Comic Con. We can never make anything professional on this show, can we? Like, ever. Anyway, enjoy the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con interviews right here on the NerdWatch podcast. So, aloha and enjoy.
Shut up.
Is it chunky peanut butter?
Welcome, everybody, to another special edition of the NerdWatch podcast here at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2017. I am now sitting with Ray from X-Ray Vision. And if you're wondering what X-Ray Vision is, Ray is going to tell us exactly what it is. Go ahead, Ray. Welcome to the show, sir.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, I really appreciate you coming by. Swan, our comic book henchman, we call him,
yeah.
From Maui Comics and Collectibles, he has been raving about you.
Oh.
And your work.
Sounds so lovely.
So, Ray, what is it exactly that you do?
All right, so I'm a graphic designer, so I make some kind of silly fan art-inspired local designs with mashups with, famous comic book characters, movie references, stuff like that. And they all have a little bit of a Hawaii feel to them.
Right.
So, yeah, I just try to – basically, it's just – this is, like, my side hustle. So I do it because I really love it.
Fantastic.
And it's awesome to come and get to sell stuff and see people's reactions. It's great, man.
Yeah, so when you say this is your side hustle, what is it that you do in real life?
in my daytime job, I actually teach high school. So I teach graphic design and video at IAEA High School.
And also, then, where did you go to school?
I went to school in California. I studied film production at Cal State Long Beach. And then,
are you originally from California?
Yeah, well, I was born in Philly, but
you were born in Philly.
Yeah, but I grew
gonna
up,
say that didn't sound like an LA accent.
Yeah,
to me,
yeah, no, for sure. I got a little bit. I say dude a lot, but you know, like, yeah, I got a little bit of Philly accent left, and then I got a little bit of California, a little Hawaii, all mixed together. But yeah, I've been over here like 13 years though, and then
did teaching bring you out here?
No, I never planned on being a teacher ever. I came out here with like a backpack, and like I just wanted to come to Hawaii. Like my parents. They both used to live here. They met here. They got married. And I could have been born here, but they moved back to the mainland before I was born.
Right.
So I always thought about it when I was young. I was like, man, I really want to go to Hawaii. And then I came out a couple times. One time for like when we graduated high school, we came out here.
Right.
Like me and my buddies. And I didn't want to leave. I was like, this is amazing. I love Hawaii. So I was like, I already signed up for college. I probably should do that first. And then I'll come after that. So my whole plan in college the whole time was like, all right, graduate, and then go to Hawaii and go on an adventure, you know?
So now,
yeah.
You were reluctantly hired as a teacher, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, no, I had no plans when I moved here, man. My only goal ever was just to go surfing, like go to the beach, go surfing. And
so what brought you to, what motivated you to become a teacher? Was it like a happenstance thing, or how'd that work?
Kind of, yeah. Like I almost fell into it. It was like more, I've been a bartender a long time, so
sure.
I was bartending. Talked to this other guy. He's like, yo, I'm a teacher, man. You should sign up for substitute teaching. If you have a bachelor's degree, you're qualified for anything. And I was like, I can teach anything if I have a bachelor's degree in film. And they're like, yeah. And I was like, no way. So I was like, I'll sign up. Let's see how it goes, you know. So I did the program. It's only like 2 weeks long. You get certified. And then I started substitute teaching, right? And I was I go to all the public schools in town, like, you know, yeah. Farrington, Kaiser, Kamakee, whatever. And then I was like, dude, this is perfect. Like, I'm teaching stuff. Like, I think I can do this pretty well, and I'm teaching stuff I don't even know about.
Right.
So I was like, I bet if I teach, like, graphic design and video, I actually, like, be pretty good at it.
Right, you knock it out of the park, for sure.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to sign up for that. So I went to UH. I got my teacher credential on top of my bachelor's. And
fantastic.
Then I started working. I've been at the same school for like 8 years now, so it's cool, man. Like,
wonderful.
I'm digging it. Like, I never thought I'd be a teacher ever, but like, I'm pretty immature, so I'm like, I get along with the kids really easily.
I got you.
So yeah, I think it works out good, you know.
I got. Does it transfer to your art as well?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, like I try to keep most of my designs like appropriate.
Oh
though,
good.
You know what I mean? But especially, I have two kids too now.
Right.
So, like, you know, I don't want them to see, like, silly stuff and be like, wait, dad made that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so yeah, most of my designs are, like, kid friendly for sure.
So you actually follow mom and dad's path because you came out here and I'm assuming you met your wife here.
I did, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my wife was a student out here from Japan.
Oh.
And she was studying English at UH, and I met her, and you know how it goes.
Oh, but, fantastic. Yeah. And you did what your folks wished that they had done, is had you here, and you had
right.
your kids here.
Yeah,
awesome.
I was like, I'm not leaving, man. I figured when I came out here, I was like, if I run out of money, I'll move back to California or something, but I haven't run out of money yet.
Yeah, you put up roots here, which is
yeah.
awesome. Fantastic. So
yeah.
now, getting now that we know you, let's get to know a little bit about X-ray vision.
Sure.
What inspired you to start this?
Well, when I was in high school, I was already on the path of like, oh, I want to make movies. I want to be a filmmaker.
Sure, sure.
So when I was, I think I was a freshman in high school. You know, my name is Ray, R-E-Y. So it just kind of like fit. I was like, oh, what should I call my production company for making movies? Like, I'll call it X-ray vision. Like, vision is related to movie, whatever. You know, like, it wasn't the coolest name, but it kind of stuck, you know? And so I would always use that. Like, if I would make any videos, I'd always say X-ray vision studios or whatever
right.
So
right.
it's always been my company name. And then I went to college for it, and I was there, and I was working in Hollywood when I wasn't digging it. It was, like, not my style. Everybody thinks they're the coolest dude in the world,
of
and you
got to
kiss their feet, and it wasn't for me. So that's why I was like, you know what? I was like, I started to, like, lean more towards graphic design.
Right.
So with that, I'm all self-taught. Like, I never took a class in graphic design ever.
Right.
But now I teach it. So it's crazy.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't make sense, but yeah.
So I'm assuming you tell your kids, oh, I'm learning with you.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I know it really well, yeah. but I've never taken a formal class.
Oh, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I just taught
myself. Like, I just get on the program, start using them, and, what does this tool do? And it's taught myself, you know?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So what... You said that your graphic designs that you put on your shirts, hats, stickers
yeah.
are all inspired locally, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So what are you doing? What
so,
kind of stuff are you doing?
Some of the designs I got a bunch of different stuff, but like one of them, like the shirt I'm wearing right now, is it says "Good Times," and because I say that all the time, it's
right.
like a thing that is in my vocabulary,
right.
and it's based on the Times logo, and I just kind of did my own like spin on it, and then I have this morning I made a design. It was. Like, it's similar to the Primo beer logo,
yeah,
but it's
yeah.
like the Hulk, because he's got the gladiator headdress and all that, you know,
right,
like,
right.
From the new Thor movie,
right.
stuff like that. And then I have, what else? I got, like, an Aloha Fett, the Boba Fett that's, like,
nice.
All reggae'd out and having a good time. And then I have some Kill 'Em with Aloha designs that are all Mario inspired. So there's, like,
cool.
Mario on top of, like, Bullet Bill. There's, like, Boo throwing the Shaka. There's the blue shell from... Mario Kart, you know,
fantastic.
The one that kills the guy in first
oh,
place
course,
and stuff, so
course.
Like Born to Kill, and yeah, so I'm just having fun with it, man. I'm doing a series of those. The next one is going to be the Ba-Bomb, and then Bowser's going to be the final boss one, the fifth one, you know.
That's nice. What's your top seller at this point?
Top seller? I think the Aloha Fett one is probably, like, the best seller, especially this weekend. Like, people are loving it, man. It's crazy.
Awesome. So where can they find your stuff, and where can they look at it?
Yeah, for sure. Right now, we have an online store, and we do events, so the online store is xrvhi.com, stands for X-Ray Vision Hawaii,
right.
And we do events, do Art and Flea, like, every month,
nice.
Which is in Kaka'ako, and then we do all these kind of events, like Amazing Comic-Con, and Honolulu, and Kwai-Con, and all those ones.
Fantastic. So... When you look, what inspires those designs? I mean, are you looking at mostly pop culture and local culture, going, boom, I can mash this up?
Yeah, I think it's not, I try not to force it. I try to let it be natural. Right. It's just, it's more like based on, I guess, my childhood more than anything. And it's growing up with comic books and movies and stuff. So it's like whatever's wrapped up in my head already from, you know, I just go, oh, how would that fit into, you know, what we got going on in Hawaii? So, like even I have ones that are not necessarily Hawaii related. Like I did like a neighborhood watch, you know, that logo, the signs.
Yeah.
So I did like a Raphael cause he's wearing the trench coat and the hat. And he looks like that dude in the thing. So when I was a kid, I always thought that sign was Raphael from the first Ninja Turtles movie, like the original one. So I was like, oh, I should make that design. You know, this it's just kind of like whatever pops up. It's not, I don't really, I don't try to force it. I just make whatever comes to mind, dude.
Man, all right. So do you have social media where you can check out some of the designs as well?
Yeah, for sure. It's the same thing. So XRVHI, but for Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all that stuff.
XRVHI.
Yep.
Oh, fantastic. So,
for sure.
How long have you been, how long have you actually been in officially in business?
In business? Oh, let's see. I guess 2.5 years.
Oh.
Would be like the official. I mean, I've had the company name, like I said, but I wasn't doing events, like selling stuff at events. I would always... I make all the shirts myself, so I don't get them printed somewhere else. I do them all myself.
You actually do the screening? The screen
printing? Yeah, I do the screen printing, and I also do, these ones are heat transfer. So I bought a huge printer, and I print stickers. So I actually do stuff for other people, too. Like, there's like 4 or 5 vendors that are here that ordered stickers from me.
No
way. And
then
they sell them and stuff. So, yeah, so I kind of went into production for myself because I like that part of it, like actually making it, too, you know?
You like that?
Yeah.
So, oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, man, so... yeah, thank you for having me, too.
No, I really appreciate it, because now that gives me an opportunity to go take a look at your stuff, because I...
Oh, yeah.
Now, since, you know, maybe if you can find a shirt that's my size, that'd be fantastic.
I can make it work.
You can make it work.
Yeah, because I ordered the blanks and stuff, so I do have 5X. I didn't have, like, any shirts with the design on it, because those ones I kind of wait, and I let people, when they want to custom order them, I want to make sure I make the design that they want on it.
Yeah.
So I tell, when people come to my booth, I'm like, hey, man, check these out, and I can put it on any size shirt you want.
Oh, that's awesome, because, so, like I said, getting my logo for the Nerd Watches wasn't exactly easy finding the shirt.
So. Oh, no, for real, yeah. I can make you know, if you need it in the future, man, I got you covered.
Hey, well, listen, we certainly do appreciate it, Ray, and if you're ever out in Maui, please come and visit us, and, you know, we can talk, we can have you on the show and give you full length and everything. That'd be fantastic.
Nice.
So you can check out Ray at the booth here at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con, or if not, one more time with your Instagram and your .com.
You got it. So it's us, XRVHI, and then for social media, so like just put the at sign. And then for the website, it's the same thing, XRVHI.com.
XRVHI.com. Amazing logos. He's wearing them as we speak, and they are they're truly unique and extremely funny. Check it out. It is Ray from X-Ray Vision. Thank you so much, Ray,
G-Money,
for stopping by.
You're awesome, dude.
I appreciate
Thank you so
it, buddy.
Much.
I'm
nice
stop,
to meet
I'm going to definitely stop by your booth before we leave and get your card, and then we can talk for sure.
For sure.
So listen, we're out of time, guys, for this interview. We'll be back in just a little bit. So until next interview, peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next time, aloha.